I don't have much to do here.
Well,
Laura sat down. She's like Terry Brown. She's already said, okay.
She didn't bring a donut or nothing. So.
All your chit-chat's over. Here's the 1, 2, 3. Angie, good morning. Welcome to the microphone.
Hi, Angie.
Hello.
Laura, I thought we were going to talk about some casseroles and stuff, but oh, no. That's not on the agenda.
She's ready to go.
We got our two recipes. The one that I want to do is the one with the tomato soup.
Which one is that? The taco bake?
Yeah, that's what we
talked about last time you were here.
And I reread that recipe for the second time, but I haven't made it yet.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. You have to make it to enjoy it.
And the other one's not your recipe.
Okay.
You know that.
Oh, yes. The King Ranch chicken?
Yeah.
Did you steal that from somewhere?
Yes.
Well, Heidi Asbury is the one that gave it to me. Alan and Heidi Asbury, you know.
Yeah.
And I have no idea who she stole it from.
I don't either, but you had her name on the top of it. I said to Mary, this is not Laura's recipe. It's Heidi's recipe.
Those are the best recipes, ones that you take from others, borrow.
The best recipes is when you have a copy shop and you're printing a cookbook.
We did 250 cookbooks the other day for a lady, and it had a banana pudding recipe in it.
Ah.
My wife made it.
Oh
man!
Did you tell the lady you printed the book for her? You made the recipe.
This was really interesting. She said, "I'll make you some banana pudding out of that book." And so Kathy ended up making it, and she brought some banana pudding to Copy Run, but didn't say anything to give it to us. And the guy at the front desk put it in the refrigerator, thinking we'd see it. We didn't see it. So Mama Cherie took it home. Man,
so you had to make your own.
Well, yes, and his wife doesn't like vanilla wafers.
No, so she made two batches. She split the batch in half. Mine with vanilla wafers, hers without.
The vanilla wafers are the best part of it.
I'd like to talk and chat with you, but let me get seen right here. KLFC 32624 Walk for Life and Abortion Recovery. Keith, go.
All right. Very good. Well, that's coming up, and it happens. And Laura, why don't you give me some details?
Yeah. So our Walk for Life, which is an annual spring event for us, is coming up on Saturday, April 13th at the Recplex. And, of course, all of our services are free all year long, so we have to do fundraising quite a bit. So this is one of our biggest fundraisers of the year, and we hope that our local people and our church believers will come and be a part of that. It makes such a big difference. This allows us to do free pregnancy testing, free ultrasound, free conversations about championing adoption for moms and dads who are not sure about an unexpected pregnancy, and also parenting, and show them their baby with that ultrasound. Tell them all the ways we can help them for almost 2 years with everything they need for free, special dad program, education in our schools. All the things that we do are funded by fundraisers like this. And so we hope that you'll come. There are great prizes as well. Do you want me to go ahead and talk about those?
Of course. Yeah. Once I got the banana pudding out of the way, Laura, you're doing fine.
You're doing great.
So there are fantastic prizes for those who raise the most money. The top grand prize is a whole weekend getaway of over $1,500 value to Big Cedar Lodge.
Mm. That's a good one.
We are so grateful for our friends at Big Cedar Lodge. We also have a boat rental from Lily's Landing.
Ooh, that's fun.
We have a brunch for...
Time out. Yeah. See, Laura,
I'm sorry.
I realize you have your agenda, but there's little stuff we got to talk about.
Yes.
If you've not
that's
been
why
on
I
the
asked a moment ago.
If you've been on a pontoon ride on the Table Rock Lake, that's neat, okay? Mm-hmm. I like it. But when you get on one at Lily's Landing,
yes,
and you float your way down to Power Sight,
yes,
and you've never been that direction, go by the landing and watch the fountains and work your way on to the Power Sight Dam. It is a great, great adventure that they're providing for you.
It is, and so restful and relaxing. It's a beautiful scenery.
And I know the lilies well enough to say, could you give me a little trot rod and sell me a trout stamp and tell me what to do?
Yes.
You say, here's the power bait, and you catch yourself a little trout,
they
Keith.
They probably would do
pretty
that.
Pretty neat.
Absolutely.
Phil is all about the fishing.
Yeah, all right, I'm ready.
And also brunch for four at the Keeter Center.
Oh, mm-hmm.
That's worth going.
Why don't you get some things that are worth something? My goodness, this is three great things right off the bat.
I know. It's amazing. Tanger Outlet, a $200 gift card to Tanger.
Oh.
And a package for a family of four from the Track Family Fun Parks. Mm.
So now how do I get those? How do I win them?
Okay, so
not all of them, but like
you raise the most money for us.
Yeah.
The top five people who raise the most money get to choose from those. The top winner gets to choose from all of those, whichever one they like, and then we go down the list. The second one that raised the most gets to choose from the ones left over from at that point, and on down we go on the list.
Okay. I think it's time for Turnabout's Fair Prey. Okay, you ready, Keith?
Fair Prey? Yes. Fair.
You know what? Do me a
fair
favor.
Fair Prey.
I feel I'm pretty sensitive this
I've
morning.
I've not ever done an unfair prey.
For the man who said the curse, I'm not going to be here Wednesday. You got to get it filled in for me. just sit there, Keith. Just sit there for a minute.
All right.
Ready?
All right.
Turnabout is fair play.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
You've got children, Laura.
Yes.
I don't know your family, but I'm telling you, I've got grandchildren.
Yes.
And now it's time to turn the tables. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Yes.
Phone call. Hello, Poppy. I'm selling these cards from school.
Yes.
Right?
I got one of those yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah. And I said, huh, what is it? Well, there's all kinds of things. What's it for? And then he told me, there's some. Will you buy one for whatever the price was?
$15.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You've been hit.
I've been hit.
It's time for me to say, hello, Lincoln Ingram.
That is right.
It's my time to call you.
That is exactly right. I love your idea of Turnabout's Fair Play.
Would you help Poppy raise some money for Options, which I love the pizza card and what they're doing in school, but this is saving lives.
That's exactly right. And this is such a great way. You know, one of our churches is getting all of their children together on a Wednesday night. They're going to raise money, and they're going to walk together on Wednesday night so they can all be together instead of coming to the walk on that Saturday morning. And that's a great idea as well. Some of our other churches have our kiddos take their forms home, and Sunday school classes will challenge each other to see which class can raise the most money. Some of our families do it together. Friends do it together. All ages.
Okay.
It's a wonderful, wonderful event.
Let me get my chart ready. You got to tell me what to do here because – you hit the nail on the head. Lincoln, I know you're not listening this morning, but I know that I think we've got some time with you in the next couple of days at our house.
Ah.
So before you play any video games, you and I are going to have a little talk.
A little chat, right?
Yes.
Now, they happen to live right next to the track. Mm-hmm. And I know he's playing baseball now, which might preclude a Saturday.
Right.
But let's just say he says, okay, Poppy, I'll take this challenge. I'm going to go to the track, tell him what he might do, and get some sponsors. Tell me what that could look like.
Yeah, well, he can ask anyone he wants to ask that's in his life.
Okay.
Even, remember, you can even call or email or text friends out of the area, and they can give. They can tell you how much they want to give, because remember, they do not have to give you the money right away. We will bill them later.
Right.
And so you're just getting their name, how much they want to give, and so it can even be outside of the area. So he can ask anyone.
But would it be for the number of laps he walks, or what's it? How would he do that?
He can even walk at the track. And so we walk 2 miles at the Recplex.
Okay.
2 times around the entire property is 2 miles.
Okay.
And so he can walk for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and get his miles in. And that's a great way to do it if someone can't be there with us on that Saturday morning.
All right, so let's walk through this. Keith, I want to peg you for this, all right?
All right.
I'm going to be Lincoln.
All right, Lincoln.
I'm calling you.
Okay.
Hey, Keith, don't you do the show with my grandpa?
Oh, yeah, I do.
He told me to call you.
Yeah, I figured he would.
And I'm going to go walk on the track next to my house.
How many miles are you going to walk, Lincoln?
Well, I heard Poppy say something, maybe 2 miles.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Now, since he was in grade school cross country, should not be a problem for
him. Not a problem at all.
No, okay, no. Now, okay. How much do I ask for?
You ask for as much as they want to give.
Ooh. Oh.
If you look on the form.
Okay.
There are places that you can mark for 25, 35, 50, 100, or other.
Okay.
Other. We love it when someone puts $1,000 in other.
Yeah. So you're telling me.
So it's not per mile or whatever.
It's a flat fee. I'm walking for life.
It's a flat fee.
Okay. Poppy asked me to ask you to think about, would you support me?
I would think about it.
Okay, is Kathy available?
She's out right at the moment, but when she comes back, I'll tell her you called.
Well, I'm going to say, here are my options.
All right, okay, how much are you talking about?
Well, 25,
yeah.
35,
uh-huh.
50,
uh-huh.
100, but I know you own a big business, so we have the other thing here for other. That other's not for 10,
uh-huh.
That other's for bigger. Anyway, that's how it works.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Perfect. Lincoln, I'm going to help you.
All right. Lincoln, I'll help you.
And all Lincoln has to do is write down your name, your address, your all the information he can get from you, and give that to us
on this form,
and we will send an invoice later, a reminder.
Perfect.
Of that pledge, and you can send it in at your convenience when that comes.
That's great.
What a fun way.
It's awesome.
What a fun way to support Options. We love Options. We love what you do. You're over 30-some years old, right at 30 years, if I'm correct.
31.
Right on the money.
Mm-hmm. The other night, Saturday night, you said you saw us at the 40th year for CAM.
That is right.
There's some ministries that have been here for a while. 31 for Options. That's awesome.
Angie, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
All the things we can talk about on the program, and I love the fact of dedicating the road for Mr. Straub.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fact of when there's an issue and we need to help raise food for CAM and others. But, folks, how can you do anything better than saving a life?
That's right.
And I'm not going to read you the details. I was looking for it when you handed me my notes a while ago, Laura. And the headline said something like this. These people need to testify in front of the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
Keith, there is a issue coming up in front of the Supreme Court about the abortion pill.
I think there's
today.
Oral arguments today.
Today.
Yeah. Okay. Today is that argument, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I cannot read you. I won't read you the graphic detail that I read this morning of what's happened to some of these women who innocently took this pill.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tragic.
It is.
And there's some mothers talking on today or listening as we just talked about, they can't even get pregnant.
Right.
But yet we want to discard life. And we want to do it in the name of reproductive health.
Mm-hmm.
Reproductive choices. It's killing of an innocent child. Who did we have on the program the other day from Nashville? The guy with the Star Museum and all that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When does life begin, Keith?
At conception, the second that happens.
And when the sperm enters the egg, at that point right now,
mm-hmm.
color of your hair, nacogdoches, where you're going to live, what you can spell, everything,
yes,
Laura,
yes.
right there.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. we want young ladies and their prospective husbands or fathers to know that. How does that happen?
Well, first of all, let me go back to what you said. Did you know that at that moment of conception, there's a flash of light?
No.
The light of life, literally.
Wow.
It is amazing. Look it up online. There are pictures, little videos that you can see of this flash of light that happens at the moment of conception,
wow.
which I just think is just such a sweet and amazing gift of God and just showing his power and truly his light of life. So the way that happens for us, you know, moms and dads find us not knowing what to do, and we invite them in with love and meet them where they are. As I said previously, we offer all of our services for free. We first, you know, want to make sure they're actually pregnant, and that they are safe, that it's not an ectopic, that they're not in a situation where they need to get immediate medical care. And then we offer them our services for almost 2 years through the entire pregnancy and through the first year of their baby's life until their baby's first birthday. So we really get to know them, really get to encourage them and empower them to just teach them how to be great parents with all the things that they need for free. And in the midst of that, we're sharing the Lord as well. And I do want to say, you know, speaking of the Supreme Court decision today, of course, at Options Pregnancy Clinic, we do not promote or refer for abortion.
The arguments are today. The decision's not today.
That's right. The case is today, right. And the decision won't be until this summer, probably in June.
Yeah.
So really be in prayer for that. It is about the two pill, one of the pills in the two pill process for a chemical abortion, which in 2023, it was at least 63% of all abortions were by chemical abortion, which statistics show is more dangerous than an abortion procedure for moms. But though we don't refer or promote for that, we also do not condemn those who have abortion in their past. Over one third of our general population, churched and unchurched alike, there is no difference in believers and unbelievers, have abortion in their past. And so our abortion recovery program is also beginning in the next few weeks. It's confidential. It's free. It's a 9-week Bible study for anyone who may have regret from abortion. And we don't care if it was 50 years ago or yesterday. We want people to know that God is a big God, and He did not come to condemn the world, but to save the world.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's so important that we continue to talk about that. It's about life. When you've made mistakes, my goodness sakes alive, Keith. That's what grace is all about. There's a song, if you all have not played it at Options, I encourage you to play it. Mary asked me to play it the other day, and I listened to the words in the van. It's called Grace Upon Grace by Matthew West.
Okay.
And part of his song, and it goes right along with your abortion recovery. It's just perfect. He says in his song, how am I even able to sing this song?
Yeah.
Because I knew who I am.
Yeah.
I sit at this radio station, how can I do this? Well, it's because grace upon grace, and what you're just talking about abortion recovery is grace upon grace.
That's
Laura,
right.
I don't want to cause any trouble this morning. I think I've already made
Laura, he's not completely,
honest.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I was looking for another word. He likes to cause trouble.
We all know him well.
Excuse me, Keith.
So why don't you say, I wouldn't want to cause much trouble.
There you go.
Who typed the notes?
Well, I did. Did I make a mistake?
Well, I'm not going to call it a mistake, but you wrote what my neighbor says to us all the time. I never heard of it before.
What?
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A?
Oh, did I do it wrong?
Chick-fil-A. Well, I'm not sure, but our neighbor calls it that.
The dashes aren't there.
No, Chick-fil-A. I noticed that.
I'm going to change their
So she comes out and she says, I gave the guy you sent over Chick-fil-A. And I'm going, looked at Mary and go, what? Chick-fil-A.
Do you know they're going to change their chicken?
Oh,
what?
That's what I read yesterday.
Well, uh-uh. Mr. Rabbit Chaser, where'd that go with Chick-fil-A right there?
Well, because you said Chick-fil-A.
But we didn't even mention it. Chick-fil-A biscuits
That's
and
right.
Vintage Paris coffee are going to be there that morning.
Ooh. That's right. And Parlor Donuts.
Oh, my.
Darren will be there then. He loves a Parlor Donuts.
And we found one we liked.
Which one?
We liked the maple.
Oh, well, yes, it's very good.
Anything
very good.
With maple.
I like all of them.
But guess what? Krista is gluten intolerant.
Yes.
And guess what they have?
Gluten-free.
They do.
And it's called a what? Come on. Churro.
Okay.
But when you go in to order the churro, you got to say gluten-free churro.
Okay.
So maybe when they bring some out to the little thing, you might bring a couple of gluten-free for those people.
They have some other choices, too, don't they?
They have vegan ones as well.
Vegan?
So, yes.
For Keith, yeah.
Wait a minute. How can a donut be unvegan? Don't put bacon on it.
Well, but even like mammal byproducts, so like dairy products.
Oh, really?
So they can do it without using dairy.
Okay.
Which I require, unfortunately.
Okay. Really? One of those dairy things, yeah.
Uh-huh. I get it.
Parlor is amazing.
It is amazing.
So that's all happening Saturday morning. Give us the time
Saturday
again.
The 13th of April, is that right?
That is correct.
And what time?
Registration is at 8:30. We'll begin walking at 9 o'clock, and we are done by 10 or 10:30. It is a quick, fun morning, not taking your whole day.
And we're going to meet at that shelter house right there by the
playground? Yes, Pavilion D. As in dog,
right?
At the Recplex. You will see, we'll have our banners up. You will see us there, and we'll probably have balloons and things. I want to mention one more thing. We have some other sponsors as well who help us all year long with all of our events, and I want to mention those. Dazzy IT Services is our lead sponsor for the year, and we really want to let them know how much we appreciate them. And if you know them, and can give them services, please thank them for their support here.
Time out. What do they do?
IT.
What? That's,
okay.
Computers.
Okay.
Computers, cyber.
Okay, Randy. I know it was a fire. What kind of fire was it? Hot. Okay. I got that. Let me tell you what I read here. You know, the donut thing might not go away here, but I have no
idea. What about IT stumped you?
Well, is it broader than IT? Is it just IT? Do they sell equipment?
It is a little broader.
Thank you.
They help us with all things computer technology, anything. They're amazing. Also,
so basically IT.
Yes, basically IT. Also, Bat Boys, Dr. Travis and Carrie Bronner, Cole and Dana Currier, In memory of Kathy Buckley, Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, Marty and Tana Whited, right. Meyer Hotels, Robbins Financial, John and Kristen Roskowitz, Knight Heating and Air, Fenton and Grimwood Attorneys at Law, Gary Nelson Realty, Caring Community Thrift Store, and Farmhouse Restaurant. They are amazing supporters of Options Pregnancy Clinic. We love them. We appreciate them so very much. And we wanted to make sure to give them a shout out.
I'd like to pick a couple out here, if you don't mind.
I do not.
I'd like to go to Cole Currier, who is a sponsor of Good Morning Ozarks.
Yes.
It's been great. And Cole is running for school board for you that haven't seen the signs.
Yes.
Meyer Hotels is another great sponsor. Has been around for years. And our friends from Chicago that came in,
mm-hmm.
and they're at a Meyer Hotel last night.
Good.
Knight's Heating and Air Conditioning.
Yes.
These people I don't know who your air conditioning supplier is. And you're happy with them, with Mr. Potter and that whole group. They're all good people, but Knights is a sponsor of you as well as the station.
Yes, they are. Brent Parker, thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, he's excellent. He was the one who went to help the lady with the Chick-fil-A.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And, of course, Dan and Tammy Knight. I mean, right. The Knights.
Now, Caring Community Thrift Store. Tell them, Keith.
The Caring Community Thrift Store over here on Business 60 ROL. Yeah, Business 65.
Right.
And they have done something, I think in October is when KLFC is involved with them. But they've done a great job in the community and are a supporter as well.
Jeremy Stormont is a wonderful guy. He runs Caring Community Thrift Store and so passionate about what we do, what y'all do. I love their philosophy of, you know, their income goes to Christian nonprofits to strengthen our community and nonprofits that are doing good work. And we are honored to be one of those throughout the year.
And connected our building is Riley's Treasures. You might go
yes.
there. So mm-hmm. many who do the warming stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But we're here to talk about
warming stuff.
Warming Center, House of Hope.
They're going to have a cooling center.
Did you all know
that's
that
right.
Daisy IT Services do IT?
Yes.
Stay where you're at because we're going to take a break. I wasn't going to do this. They were not going to get held over, Keith, but because of you, we're doing that.
Oh. Well, I want to do something good around here.
You have. You won't be here tomorrow, right?
I won't be here tomorrow, so I got to do all my good today.
Joy Bluegy, if you're listening today, Keith said to me, it was like, I'm not going to be here tomorrow. Is Joy available?
I said, is Joy good?
Well, how do I know?
Today? Well, you got to call him. Find
it's
out.
It's Good Morning Ozarks, 88.1 FM. Stay where you're at so we can hit the highlights of this. You all need to sign up and be part of this walk. And if you can't walk then, walk somewhere and get your sheet, and they do this. They've done it for years where they take and bill people for you. It's excellent. And look, sometimes the obligations don't happen. People have a good heart. And we understand that. That happens. Let's help Options.
Give me your website, Laura.
Friendsofoptions.com. is where information about this is. If you need forms, you should see them in your church this week or next. If you don't see them, so you would have 1 or 2 weeks to get them filled out and ask people to support. If you don't see them, please contact us.
Friendsofoptions.com.
Yes.
All right, very good. 36 degrees. Herb's going to keep us updated on the weather. It's the 26th day of March 2024. We're going to continue Life FM and Good Morning Ozarks with Keith and Charlie, the good guys at Sunrise. Welcome to the 8 o'clock half hour. Good Morning Ozarks. Keith O'Neill, Charlie Ingram. We've got 36 degrees. Herb's going to keep us updated on the weather all morning long. It's Tuesday morning with Keith and Charlie and Laura Fogel and
Angie Stiller.
Angie is here from Options. You can go to friendsofoptions.org, the website. We're talking about April 13th and the Walk for Life. That ought to be fun.
Mr. O'Neill, let me try something this morning. And before we close, by the way, Nacogdoches, go ahead, spell it, Keith.
N.
A.
A.
C.
C.
O.
O.
G.
G.
D.
D.
O.
O.
C.
C.
H.
H.
E.
E.
S.
S.
Nacogdoches.
Nacogdoches.
You're terrible.
Can you spell that?
Of course I can't. That's why I asked you to do it.
Well, she helped me.
All right. Keith and I both have had the privilege to fly in private planes a fair amount. I never had the opportunity to be in the left seat, always in the right seat.
That's the best place.
But always have our headset on like this to where the pilot's saying to us, check your seatbelt, check this and check that, and do you want to take the controls, that type of thing. But I watch the checklist. So we're going to do something today with Keith.
Oh, boy.
Can I say one thing?
You can say more than one.
Our son has learned to fly at C of O with Chief Sparks.
Oh, my.
Super.
Isn't that great?
Yes, he's on his way. He almost has his private pilot's license.
Well, let me tell you
We're
what.
So proud.
Does he want to do something in aviation or is he just
Not
for
necessarily,
fun?
Just for fun. He's graduating with his engineering degree in May.
Wow.
And but loves to fly, and that's been a really sweet gift.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. Cool. If you're going to have a teacher, I want Chief Sparks sitting in that right in that left seat.
Amen.
He is good.
Chief Carl Sparks.
Oh, my goodness. Just phenomenal. Continue to pray for him and his family.
Yes.
Okay. Keith, we're going to go through the checklist.
All right.
Prop. Clear prop.
Clear prop.
Got it. Okay. So here we go. And I'm going to mention these things because I've had a list this morning. I don't have to do the show when they come. They just hand me paper. Charles, just say what you want to say and be quiet and let us finish, okay? Okay. Are you ready, Keith?
Yeah.
Are you going to be here tomorrow?
No.
Okay. Just checking. Joy, I hope you're listening.
Call Joy.
What's happening, Keith, at the Branson Recplex Saturday, April 13th?
April 1st or 13th?
13th.
Okay. I just want to make sure. That is going to be the Walk for Life from Options.
Is that correct?
That is correct.
What time, Keith?
They start registration and parlor donut eating at 8:30, and the walk starts at 9 o'clock.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. Hmm. And Vintage Paris Coffee and Chick-fil-A biscuit eating.
Chick-fil-A.
All at 8:30.
Chick-fil-A.
I haven't even got there yet.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, they'll be sorry.
It's down here.
You can mention it again. They would love that, I'm sure.
I'm sure they would.
And we would, too.
Paris who coffee?
Vintage Paris.
Vintage
Paris.
I'm not even here yet.
I know. You're here.
Will you remember
you
when
you may
I
not
there?
Be there, but you're not here.
Okay. There's some great prizes being donated. Keith, can you give me four of the five?
Four of the five prizes.
I'm sorry, four of the six.
Four of the six. Well, you got dinner for four at, or the brunch for four at Keter Center.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You've got a weekend at Big Cedar.
Yes.
That's big.
You've got a boat rental at Lily's Landing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I need another one. Oh, wait a minute. What? Oh, the track.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You get to go
family
there.
Family Fun Park, yeah.
Yes.
And do that family again.
Pack. No, I was on the old track. Where else, Keith?
That's four.
Shopping at?
At a Tanger, yeah.
$200 gift card.
That's a big deal.
Yes.
That means I can go over to that candle place that I buy Mary's candles at for when I want to surprise her.
$200 worth of candles.
Yes.
They're good candles.
And what was the last one?
Not Bath & Body. What's the other one over there in Tanger?
Well, Bath and Body is there, and they do have candles.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Bath and Body Works.
Bath and Body Works.
That's what it is.
And I love to go there and surprise her with a candle of the month.
Yes.
For you husbands want a little light in your life, just go ahead and take a candle home. And,
aren't you special?
Well, you just got to.
The soap is pretty good, too, the hand soaps.
Oh, yeah.
They're pretty expensive for me.
That's true.
I tried about the candle of the month.
Got to get the sale.
Okay. Chick-fil-A, Keith.
Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
What was the last prize? I missed that one.
Tanger.
Mm-hmm. No, you got them all.
Got you one. Got it.
I think you got them all.
You got them all.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
All
right.
Yeah. Good job, Keith.
Thank you.
Okay, Chick-fil-A.
They're going to have biscuits.
Yes.
At the morning.
Yes.
Of the walk.
8:30.
And 8:30. What else?
And coffee from Paris Vintage, Vintage Paris Coffee.
Yes.
The coffee
yes.
people.
And Vintage Paris is a location out by the darn over the overlook.
Yes.
Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Got sponsors. We got that. Abortion Recovery. What did we miss?
I think we got it all.
Wow. It's funny.
Friends Such a blessing funny. To be here with you guys.
Friendsofoptions.com is the
yes.
website, by the way. Oh, .org.
.com.
.com.
Friendsofoptions.com or email us at info@optionspregnancyclinic.com.
Okay.
If you're sitting at home and you're listening to and you're laughing and you're kidding along with us and you don't care about the tournament brackets, you don't care about NASCAR, you don't care about any of that stuff, but you care about life. Get one of these sheets, call some of your friends, and whether you raise $25 or $2,500, help them not worry about finances at Options.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We want them to concentrate on those ultrasounds and that tragic time when the young lady comes in and she's broken and she says, I think I'm pregnant, and you say, wow.
Yes.
Isn't that great? And for the first time she heard, isn't that great? Because for the last week she's been hearing, isn't this bad?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it great?
And it's going to be okay.
And in all the emotions, and I'll tell you what, when somebody puts their arm around you when you're dealing with a tragedy, somebody says, it's going to be okay. Give Options the funds that they need in order to do what they do best, and you do a doggone good job of it.
Can I tell one quick story?
Of course you can. It's right down here at the very end. It says, Laura, we'd like to close.
Laura,
we'd like to close one quick story right there.
There we go.
I just think this is such a sweet story. A few years ago, you know, typically, we don't tell our moms and dads about the fundraisers that we're having. We don't want them to worry about those kinds of things and feel like they have to, you know, worry about raising funds for their services. But sometimes they hear about it, know about it, want to participate in different ways. And so one of our moms came to one of our Walk for Life events a few years ago, and she pulled up in the parking lot, and she was about to get out. But then she was so overcome by emotion as she watched strangers walk from their cars to the pavilion to Walk for Life with us, that she could not get out of her car. She could not believe that so many people that she didn't even know cared enough about her to show up on a Saturday morning and walk and raise money so that she could be loved on so well. And it was so sweet that she told us that story, and it moved us to tears that something could be so powerful. So even if you don't have money, even if you can't afford to do that, you can still stand and walk with us and show your support and pray with us, which is absolutely the most important part of all that we do.
Yes. You know, there may be somebody that has a form, but they can't walk, but they could get somebody to contribute and then have somebody else walk for them.
Yes, they can walk in their neighborhood. Yep. Somebody else can walk for them. All different ways to do that.
That's great.
Absolutely.
You know, so many great causes. And what Keith and I have learned, it's taken us a while to learn, you want to help everybody. You want to do it, but you know what? There's certain things that can only do so much.
Yes.
And I encourage you all to say, I've got to pick some places. Number one, your own local church. Mm-hmm. After that, of course, we like for people to support KLFC. But even ahead of KLFC, I would say, when it comes to life, of all the things you can have, saving a little child, I remember all three of ours going to the nursery, and it's just different today than it has been, but I was in Mercy Hospital about the last 3 to 4 weeks. My brother-in-law, who's 93, young 93, having a heart valve replaced. I thought it was pretty funny, right?
Yeah.
93, how you doing? He said, the heart's good. We're going to take care of this. We kept hearing this little funny sound. Like, what are you, when you wind up those, what do you call them above the baby?
When you mobile. Wind up,
the mobile. Thank you very much. And it makes that ding, ding, ding. You know what, you know what sound it makes.
Yes.
I kept hearing that sound. I thought it was pretty unique to be in a cardiac rehab unit.
And hear that sound.
And hear that sound. Yeah. And the lady said, you know what that is, don't you? Every time a baby's born.
Uh-huh.
Man, think about that. So I'm sitting there and I'm hearing it 3 or 4 times during the day. And I'm like, wow, this is neat. When that young lady has that baby and all that fear is gone and the pain of birth is over. And she said, thank you, Lord, for epidermal.
Yes.
Epidural, right? Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Mary said, where was that when I was having children?
Uh-huh.
And they look at this little baby that they brought into this world and those 10 little fingers and toes. The nose, the lies, the little hair, and the beauty. And it's depending on your mom. It's all worth it, isn't it?
All worth it. Mm-hmm. All worth it. And you never know. You know, God has purpose in absolutely every life, whether it has been traumatic circumstances or not with that conception. God has a plan and a purpose. And we never know. It can look dark and dreary and trauma-filled, but we have this chance to bring life into a difficult situation and make a difference in the world in so many ways. And we're honored to be able to show that to moms and dads and share with them the truths of life abundant in Jesus Christ.
Well, thank you very, very much. Thanks to Carolyn Lilly and Jeannie Wilcox and those that came before her.
Yes.
And started that program. And here we sit now. And what a great, great job and opportunity. Miss Williams, why is her name leaving me right now?
Jeannie,
thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And my goodness, so many years, and what a platform laid for saving lives. Thank
31
you.
31 years.
31 years serving Taney County. And now, you know, we have the second location in Forsyth,
right,
that's also going well, that we are also raising money for.
And who would have thought?
Will they be part of the swap?
Yes.
Okay.
Who would have thought that in 31 years we would see Roe versus Wade overturned in such turmoil over the decision?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We don't even have time to have the joy because of the attacks. But God's in control. We know that, and you know that. And in the midst of dealing with young ladies, we pray that God gives them comfort. So,
amen.
All right, let me look down my notes here, Keith.
All right, did you get it all covered?
So you give Keith a hard time. I've done that. Okay.
That comes up a few times.
Make sure we talk about the fire department, Ted and Randy and Mr. Carl Sparks.
Yep.
We got that.
Yeah.
kids in engineering school. We got that. Where's the engineering school at?
CFO.
Well, then he's in the class with Israel Reynolds. Is in an
I believe class. So, yes.
And he's learning to fly.
Yes.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Off of that little CFO airport strip that landed a 737.
That's right. Years.
You could say I took off from the same runway that a Southwest airline took.
Yes.
I'm going to stop here for just a minute. I don't know which would be more exhilarating, to be just standing in the terminal at C of O, just observing, and you look and to the left, you see a Southwest 737 getting ready to land.
Yeah.
Or if I'm on a seat and I happen to be from Branson and I'm looking at it, I said, my
man,
goodness.
That doesn't look like the airport.
I think he's landing at College of the Ozarks.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
And man. There's a dead end at 65, yeah. Just ahead.
100 feet short of a major tragedy. Yeah. Thanks, ladies, for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Remind us again where you're from.
I am from Southwest Oklahoma, a little town, country town called Mountain View, Oklahoma.
Southwest. So you're over towards Texas, New Mexico. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
What was your attraction to Branson?
Probably the music more than anything. So I performed for many years. All over 50s at the Hop and the Promise with Laura and Sight and Sound for 7 years.
Ah,
yeah.
Super. Oh, timeout.
The Promise.
Can we all go? Herb, you ready to go to the market scene? You all might not remember this, but I live right where the Promise used to be. I would stop on my way home just to sneak in the back end. And I would either get the market scene or something like that. It just was an amazing, amazing performance, and lives were changed.
Yes.
The guy played John the Baptist. It's kind of rough, though.
Well, it was a few different people. Dwight Swanson or Morgan James or John Paul Sneed did it for a while.
Well, and Satan was just elusive, wasn't he?
Oh, yes.
Woo! What a slippery creature.
Did you see Bill Brooks's post on Facebook last night giving tribute to Tony Orlando? Said he really was his inspiration and taught him the business.
That's fantastic.
And Tony, came back to Branson now after getting off the road, staying home for a while.
That's fantastic.
But the Promise was awesome.
Yeah, the Promise was good, and then I had to do something secondary, brought Sight and Sound to town. My friends from Chicago are going there tonight to see Esther.
Oh, yes.
What a story that one is.
For What a Time Is This.
Awesome.
Yes.
And there's so
I'll be
many,
there tonight with some friends as well.
Let me tell you.
Mm-hmm. Who did you play at Sight and Sound?
Oh, so many things. I played a Mary and Jesus. Hmm. So Jesus' mother, and then my son-in-law played Jesus, so that was fun.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm.
And then I played Elizabeth in Miracle of Christmas and various things. Samson's mother during Samson.
Samson was really good. I thought that was...
Did you enjoy that one?
Yeah, that was really good.
Well, let me tell you what...
They all are. You know, when you see the last one, whatever it is you've seen, it's your favorite. I mean, it's really good.
I love the puffing up, and I want you to watch this scene from Mary and I tonight.
Mm-hmm.
When the scene comes, and we're getting to the verse of the day, we do it every day at this time.
Yes, we do.
I want you to come to that scene to where Haman is in with the king.
Yes.
He says, I got this idea about honoring this guy. Somebody that's really helped my kingdom a lot. And Haman's puffing up. Somebody that's really stood up for me, and what do you think we should do? I tell you what we ought to do. Haman said, we ought to get the horse and the robe and put him on the horse and march him through the city. That's what we ought to do with him, because he's going to be me, right, Keith?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He says, great idea. Go tell Mordecai.
Yeah.
Dude.
You can almost hear the air out of
it. Yes.
What?
Yeah. Yes.
I can see him parading that horse around. And everybody honoring Mordecai, I can't wait. Well, let me tell you what. Be careful for what you wish for, Haman, because the gallows was built for you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
For you that don't know what we're talking about, I would encourage you to read the book of Esther. God is never mentioned in the book of Esther. Let me say it again. God is never mentioned in the book of Esther. Somebody could challenge me on that, and I'd be anxious for you to call the station. Yo, yes, it is. You won't find it. You'll find all kind of references to what God's doing with Mordecai and with Esther and with all the people. But what a time that we need for us at Options and here and in our country for such a time. Is this.
For such a time as this.
Absolutely. All right, ladies.
Thank you. Options. Go to klfcradio.com later today. Listen to the podcast. Make a date for April 13th. We'll see you next time. All right. We'll
Thank
be back
you.
In a moment.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Well, Good Morning Ozarks will continue with the verse of the day right after this.